Much to our shock, in a very interesting account, we are told how the law defenders become lawbreakers. In order to search Mr. Lavington's house for the Chinese puzzle box, Poirot presents a fictitious card and one official card of Inspector Japp to Mr. Lavington's housekeeper, saying that he has been sent by Scotland Yard to check some burglar-proof fittings. During this visit to Mr. Lavington's home, Poirot saws through a window latch and tells the servants not to touch the windows. Later that night, he and Hastings return, enter through the open window, find the Chinese puzzle box, pocket it, and leave. The following afternoon, Hastings is surprised to find Poirot seated calmly with the open puzzle box beside him and the letter in hand. Poirot taps the letter and declares that Lady Millicent was right. The Duke would not have pardoned the contents of the letter. Within a few minutes, Lady Millicent arrives. She is delighted to see the letter and the box. Soon her attention turns more towards the box than the letter. There's a verbal tussle between her and Poirot, with each one wanting the box as a keepsake of the solved case. Suddenly, Lady Millicent stretches her hand out to grab the box. Poirot reaches it first. Now her soft musical voice turns sharp. Poirot reveals the hidden contents of the box. Stolen jewels, four large glittering stones and two big pearls. Inspector Japp steps into the room and he discloses the true identity of Lady Millicent as being Gertie. Poirot has solved the case. We come to know from Inspector Japp that Lady Millicent, or should I say Gertie, is part of a criminal gang. One of her accomplices, a gang member of hers, had pretended to be Mr. Lavington, when in fact, the real Mr. Lavington, who was also a part of the gang, was the Englishman mysteriously killed in Holland. The gang knew the jewels were in Mr. Lavington's house in London. He had betrayed the gang by trying to keep the jewels for himself. Two men had been sent to search for the jewels, but they could not find them. So Gertie assumed the fake identity of Lady Millicent and made up a story about a blackmailer in order to gain Poirot's compassion and persuade him to find the box. But it is not so easy to fool the little Belgian detective who uses his little grey cells and powers of deductive reasoning to show us the importance of paying attention to details and observation. The seemingly insignificant news of a mysterious death in Holland turns out to be important, and just by observing the shoes Lady Millicent was wearing, Poirot had already been alerted about a misrepresentation on her part. We now know that the law defenders didn't steal, rather they helped the police to find the priceless jewels, catch a gang of thieves, and solve the mysterious death of the Englishman in Holland. I don't know about you, but the master storyteller Agatha Christie had me convinced that Lady Millicent was telling the truth, though I quite enjoyed the twist in the tale ending. Quite contrary to Hastings' belief, it turns out that London's criminals have indeed heard of Hercule Poirot, and in this case, they even tried to hire him. Thank you, children.